Recording. With the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Do you handle your money or does your money handle you? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. There are basic financial fundamentals that we all need to address every single year. So with this new year just underway, now is the time for everyone to get a financial grip. The timing really couldn't be better because everybody is still in that clean slate state of mind with the new year. But these are not resolutions. These are doable, incremental, achievable money management goals that will alleviate a lot of money anxieties. So just think of it this way. Once a month is all it takes. And by year's end, you've done at least a dozen things to take care of your money and improve your money knowledge. January, get your free annual credit reports. Get them only from the government-mandated annualcreditreport.com site. Read them, challenge them in writing, anything that's incorrect or not yours. Know what is being said about you and your money. In February, organize your documents. Use folders and label them. Receipts for 2010, insurance, investments, and so on. And create a safe place to store them. In March, review all your insurances, life, health, disability, long-term care, and casualty, and use one of the online calculators to help you figure out how much insurance you need. Check out cnnmoney.com or bankrate.com. In April, review all your debts. That means credit cards, mortgages, auto loans, any long-term obligations, and check to see if the rates or terms have changed. In May, review your will and update it, especially if a major life change has happened to you, such as birth, death, divorce, marriage, job loss, or relocation. 66% of Americans do not have a will. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.